Sometimes I think about patience, and I remember that just before I moved to California about 13 years ago, I had a surgery on my finger. And obviously it was the biggest thing in my life at the time. And there are days now I can't even remember which hand it was. So we see how things change with time. And as you lie here, see if you can notice how the floor is supporting you. And feel from the inside, noticing your breath. Noticing where your tongue is in your mouth. Noticing the light coming in through your eyelids. And then see if you can picture yourself as if you were standing above, watching yourself lie on your mat. Setting aside any of those pesky judgments that might come up about that. And with loving eyes, looking down and noticing that you're getting farther away as that other self begins to float up toward the highest part of the ceiling. And now you not only see yourself, but you see the whole class. And you hold each member of the class with gratitude and much respect, imagining that each of us are going through our own challenges, our own triumphs. And then you notice that the class is starting to look smaller and smaller. And you realize that you've passed through the ceiling and we're going all the way up above Palo Alto. And you get a glimpse of the shape of the Bay Area, that dark patch that's the water at night, and all the lights, the streams of cars. And you look down with kindness, thinking about all of the people who are off to live their lives with their own struggles and their own triumphs. And you send down gratitude and appreciation for them for being part of the community. But then you start to notice that they get smaller as well. And as you rise up, you start to see even the coastline, the darkness where the water is, the mountains where the lights are fewer and farther between. And you continue to rise up and you make sense of the shape that is the whole coast, the western coast of the U.S. And higher we go, and you begin to notice the whole shape of the continent. And maybe you start to seek out places that you've been, where you're from originally, places you love. And we send down appreciation for the beauty, for the good people, for the ones that we love. And we continue to rise even still, getting more of a sense of the shapes of other parts of the world. Resting on the very edge of the atmosphere. Noticing how small everything looks. Everything that's so big down here is so far away. we continue on until we see the beautiful blue and brown and green of the earth, white clouds swirling, just as you've seen in photographs. Sending out love to the earth. And gratitude for how amazing it is that it's able to sustain itself in the way that it has for so long. An offering of love and healing that the earth may continue to sustain us. And then from here, see where your consciousness wants to go next. Other planets, other universes. Maybe there are beloved others that would join you in this journey. And then just let yourself begin to float back down. And as your awareness comes back into this room, feel it rejoin with your body. And if it's just a symbolic gesture, feeling yourself again from the inside, feeling your body on the floor, and again offering gratitude to the wisdom of the body and its ability to heal.